Describe something you would like to study in the future. 1. What subjects are popular with young adults today? What's the most popular thing to learn nowadays? I'd say that foreign languages are the most popular thing to learn because for young people, multilingualism can give you a leg up when applying for a job. Actually, I think people of all ages are interested in learning a second language. It helps improve their memory. It can also be useful when traveling to other countries. Being able to talk to locals in a foreign country is appealing. 2. What's the best age for young people to make decisions about their future studies? At what age should children start making their own decisions? Why? I suppose that children should start making their own decisions when they begin high school. Don't get me wrong, I don't think they should be able to decide everything for themselves. After all, they have less experience in life, but they can decide what kind of food they eat, what clothes they wear, and when they go to bed. In high school, they learn to become more independent, so they should be able to make some decisions by themselves. 3. Which makes young people choose a major, income, or interest? Well, most young people choose a major based on interest. In the past, it was more common for young people to focus on money. They wanted to have a good salary after they graduated. Nowadays, young people still want that, but a majority think that it's painful to stick with a major that doesn't interest them. They want to be happy and enjoy life, even if it means they earn a little less in the future. 4. Do young people take their parents' advice on choosing a major? Yes, I think so. You know, most of the time, choosing a major is deciding the future direction of your life. Young and inexperienced people aren't always sure if they're making the right choice, so they have to ask their parents. After all, their parents have a lot of life experience and they know their children well, so their advice is usually very useful. 5. Besides parents, who else would people take advice from? I'd say that people usually take advice from their close friends. Other than family, their friends are usually the people who know them best, so their advice is usually really helpful. Some others also ask their boyfriends or girlfriends for advice, especially when it comes to life planning. For example, if you want to go abroad, it's better to discuss it with your partner. That means you'd have to go through a torturous long-distance relationship. Question 6. Why do some people prefer to study alone? I think it's mainly because other people are just too distracting. Instead of staying on task, you just end up talking about unrelated things. That's happened to many people so often. Plus, even when you're on task, some people have different study techniques that can cause conflict. So, for these reasons, many people prefer to study alone. Question 7. What are some ways people can learn practical subjects such as cooking? There are lots of ways that people can learn practical subjects. For example, you can take online classes on the subject. If you want to learn cooking, you can find many master chefs online. They can give you detailed instructions and demonstrate techniques. You can also sign up for relevant courses in universities or even hire someone to teach you individually. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。